Hey Wild Ducks. Welcome to our technology podcast. It's my pleasure to introduce the avatar of your host, Jerry Coleman.
Thank you, RJ. And welcome folks to the Wild Ducks podcast. Imagine a place where your cherished childhood baseball cards and rare memorabilia are seamlessly integrated with cutting-edge technology. Our guest today is Catherine Harrison. She's the founder and CEO of an innovative company called Magpie, which is transforming the age-old tradition of collecting into a dynamic digital experience. From sports cards to rare coins, she's helping collectors around the globe bring their treasures into the digital age, bridging the gap between physical and digital worlds with ease. With a background spanning finance, blockchain, and now entrepreneurship, she's uniquely positioned to lead this revolution. And with that, I'd like to welcome
my good friend Catherine to our podcast. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Jerry. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. So let's get started with the first question, which is, can you just share with our viewers and listeners why you love doing what you do?
Absolutely. So I'm the CEO of Magpie. Magpie is an AI-powered inventory and sales management platform for collectible sellers. So think trading cards, comic books, memorabilia, sneakers, coins, stamps, all of that great stuff.
Yes, and yes, we, yes, and yes.
You have them all. I'm so glad. And we make it really easy for dealers to take these physical objects and make them available for sale through e-commerce platforms. So we power 400 dealers and marketplaces so that they can spend less time like manually entering data about the name and the product and actually more time talking to customers and selling.
That's wonderful. And note to file, you have a future customer sitting across the virtual,
yes,
the virtual viewer with you there. And again, I've collected, not recently, but you know, back in the day growing up, baseball cards, you know, coins, just a little bit about everything. And I probably need to put a little diligence in them someday. So Catherine, what led you down this path? I'm not going to try to hide the fact that we certainly, our paths have crossed and we had a wonderful time working together at IBM. But can you kind of maybe rewind a little bit even before that and bring us to present and how you're now the CEO of this really cool company?
Sure. So I've had a really interesting career. I started in finance doing equity research for hedge funds, first in New York and then in Hong Kong. I came back to the US and went to business school and then realized that if I was going to build a long career, I needed to really understand technology. So at the time, IBM had an incredible general management, leadership development, you know, training program. And so I got to do a lot of really fun and exciting things at IBM. I started as a consultant. I lived in Istanbul for 2 years where I got super interested in Bitcoin. And that, of course, led me to you and the IBM blockchain world, which when you think back to what we were doing in 2016, 2017 was just incredible.
Yes.
So after leading product management there for a couple years, I guess I'd always been, you know, an internal entrepreneur. I helped open the Hong Kong office at my first job. You know,
really,
started...
Catherine? That really surprises me. Of course you are.
And so the time had come to, you know, work on building my own thing. And so I originally started in a very different space. I saw the threat of deep fakes. And so I was looking at how do we use blockchain to basically provide provenance around the data sets as well as the algorithms that were going to go into deep fakes. Yes. And while I was working on that, my dad turned 80, a bit like you. He had a collection of stamps, coins, and Brooklyn Dodgers baseball cards.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, and so he was a kid growing up in East Orange in the 50s. So he had some incredible cards. And but he had no idea, like he's lost his vision. So he had no idea anymore what he had, what it was worth, where to sell it. Mm-hmm. And I saw so many parallels between crypto and collectibles. I mean, these are ultimately assets because they're scarce, they're rare, and people find them valuable. And I could not believe just how manual and
Yeah.
research intensive this effort was. I mean, the last great technology innovation in collectibles had been eBay.
Yes.
And I just, given my experience at IBM, I knew how much software could do to help this space. So
Sure. And
that's
I
what we
would see.
built.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Catherine. I can see some real opportunities there, around digital trust and being able to establish authenticity and, as you said, things that we've learned in our blockchain times. But I would also see, given the broad clientele, whether it's any of our dads, making that jump across from, something that is very not technical oriented to collectibles, which are very, things that you see and touch, to going into a digital world. So I would see amongst the opportunities and challenge is around accessibility and consumability and things like that. So with that, maybe Catherine, can you talk a little bit about the technology that you've experienced in your tenure as the CEO and which ones seem to be really helping do the things that your clients need to really become effective in a digital world?
Absolutely. So I think it's great to use an example. One of my
Sure.
customers, who is one of our earliest supporters, who I absolutely love, is Seymour Bernswag. He runs an incredible trading card store out on Long Island called A&S Sports. He's run this business for 40 plus years. It's now getting handed down to his children. But you walk into his store, when I first walked into his store, this is not the case anymore, he had one wall that was all of the products that were for sale in the store. He had another wall that was all the products that were for sale on eBay. And then there was another wall that was things that were for sale on Amazon. And then on each of those items, there was a post-it note with the price. And so what he would have to do is, number one, he'd have to manually enter every single one of those items into either Amazon or eBay. Number two, his kids would literally Google search once a week one section of their inventory and have to reprice it, because with sports memorabilia, every week as teams do better, do worse,
Sure,
prices change.
of
So
course.
we're using technology to do three things for him. Number one, there's some really basic technologies, but he's able to now scan barcodes, take pictures, and use voice to just say, this is what's in my inventory. So in seconds, he can suddenly have a very detailed record of everything that he's got in his inventory, which is huge. And all of that's handled in the cloud. So he's got secure, safe storage for all of that data. He doesn't have to worry about his computer crashing. Second, we use AI to generate descriptions so that he can list it on eBay, on Amazon, on his own
Okay, yeah, that
website
could be tedious, yeah.
very quickly. Our technology makes sure that whenever it sells in one place, we pull it off all of the others.
Okay.
And then our advanced analytics help him track what's selling where at what price, so he can make better decisions. You know,
Nice.
being on Long Island, the Mets do really well. So maybe he needs all of his Mets
Yeah.
memorabilia to be for sale in the store, things like
Yeah, I should check out some of his Mets. I'm a Met fan,
that.
Met Jets. I don't know. I didn't
Love
pick those
it.
cards, but those are the ones that were dealt to me. So, Catherine, those are wonderful examples. Can we talk a little bit based on our common background with trustworthy computing platforms like blockchain? Can you talk about digital trust in these items? How do we know that this is really authentic? How do we know that the grading of it is done up and up, et cetera? Can you talk a little bit about trustworthy computing in collectibles?
Yeah, so this is the trust around the provenance of specific items is critical to their value. So earlier this month, the jersey that Babe Ruth was wearing when he called his shot was sold for $24.1 million
Oh boy.
in a heritage auction. And
Wow.
part of the reason why that jersey was able to go for such a high price is the photo matching that they were able to do. There was, I think, was a specific stain on the jersey, and there were enough photos of him making that call that they were able to confidently assert that this was actually the
I
correct
see.
jersey. But there's no end of counterfeit and fakes, and it's really the biggest risk to this entire market.
I
And so
see.
that's where I see provenance technologies as one of the core foundations for the memorabilia and collectibles market to help, number one, provide. And I'll give you an example. My dad had some baseballs that were signed by Jackie Robinson and Sandy Koufax, but we had no documentation of, he got them as a kid at the ballpark. But we had no documentation of like when they were signed, where they were signed, how they were signed. And so the value was significantly less because people have no
I
idea if
see.
it's
I
real
see.
or not. So I think that that's one really key thing. The second is a lot of the digital standards around grading are going to provide much more consistency,
I see.
and clarity on grades. So that's just two areas. Not to mention image recognition, being able to identify items from
All right.
pictures. So.
So Catherine, by kind of teasing that out, maybe you can make a leap forward. So can you take out your crystal ball, and I happen to know you have one, gaze into it and share with our audience what you see coming in the collectibles meet technology realm.
100%. So let's start with provenance first. I think we're already seeing efforts to track the authenticity and the history of specific items. There's marketplaces that are doing it. I think we're going to see, we're going to get to the point where all kind of collectible items have a digital signature that's verified by multiple third parties, that's stored on a ledger so that that's clear. So that's first. The second thing is that collectibles are an incredible test case to bring physical items into the digital world. And I think
I love that one.
we're already seeing the use of image recognition and voice and a whole host of other technologies to make it more seamless to transition between those worlds. We humans are always going to be tactile, right? We're not going to want to hold Babe Ruth's jersey, but we're going to want to have beautiful images, ways to display it, ways to share the information, etc. And then the third piece is like digital collectibles. Obviously, NFTs have had their incredible run, but I think one of the things that digital collectibles have sort of missed is the tie-in to like real utility and experience. And so I think we're going to start to see collectibles that are tied to, I got to meet, Shohei Ohtani on the day he did his 50, 50, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, or I got to go to this game or meet this player. I think we're going to start to have more collectibles that create that combination. So.
Yeah, that's great. So if I can tie a physical jersey that I purchased with, the touchdown, or the tennis match or whatever it is that was associated with that physical good, that would be pretty compelling. So Catherine, thank you so much for it's always great to chat with you. So thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
My pleasure. This is such a fun space, and I can't wait to get you on Magpie. We'll have to do that as our encore podcast.
Oh, you can count on it. Thanks.
Take care.
Well, that wraps up another episode. I can't wait to help Jerry grade his 1969 Miracle Mets trading cards. I can almost smell that bubble gum just thinking about it. After listening to Catherine, it's clear that the line between physical and digital worlds is blurring, creating new possibilities for collectors everywhere. And speaking about collectors, did you hear Jerry has a new book out called Think Artificial Intelligence that you can add to your book collection? Jerry is donating royalties to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So, buying is really a form of donating. Once again, we'd like to thank Catherine, and we'd also like to thank you all for watching. On behalf of Jerry Cuomo, IBM Fellow, and Wild Duck, see you again soon. Bye.